As he decides whether to go to war against Iraq, President Bush says he's giving diplomacy weeks, not months. He met in Washington today with a firm supporter, Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, and another important ally, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the administration's efforts to make its case to skeptics abroad and at home.
Judging from President Bush's remarks in the Oval Office today, the window for diplomacy is closing. The president mentioned only one peaceful way out for Saddam Hussein.
Hopefully, the pressure of the free world will convince Mr. Saddam Hussein to relinquish power. And should he choose to leave the country, along with a lot of the other henchmen who have tortured the Iraqi people, we would welcome that, of course.
The president and Secretary of State Colin Powell have a hectic schedule of phone calls and meetings before Powell briefs the UN Security Council next week. At a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing today, the administration came under pressure to make a better case to the American public as well. Democrat Christopher Dodd was particularly outspoken.
My people want to know why we're going to do this, other than sort of speeches given that are sort of pep rally stuff. I want to know specifically and factually what we know.
Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage laid out the administration's case. He argued, as a top UN weapons inspector did this week, that Saddam Hussein is not actively cooperating with inspectors and disarming. Armitage tried to bring the issue home for members of Congress, reminding them of the mail scare in October 2001.
Less than a teaspoon of anthrax in an envelope brought chaos to this body. Saddam Hussein, according to UNSCOM, the special commission has 25,000 liters of anthrax. That's over 5 million teaspoons of anthrax. And he has yet to account for a single grain.
Armitage raised the prospect of Iraq selling such dangerous materials to terrorist groups. Several senators questioned Iraqi links to terrorism. Wisconsin Democrat Russell Feingold asked whether Iraq has sold weapons or weapons materials to terrorists or other countries in the past. Armitage had asked the Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation, John Wolf, to respond. Wolf said Iraq is mainly a weapons buyer, leading to this exchange with Senator Feingold.
It sounds like you're saying that they are less of a proliferator than others. Isn't that what you just said?
The question, I would say we define the threat of Iraq in a different way. It is their ability to use those weapons against their own people, to use it against their neighbors, and potentially to use it far beyond.
I understand that, and that's terribly important, but I'd like you to answer my question. Are there other nations that are greater proliferators than Iraq?
There are other countries which proliferate.
The State Department officials face some tough questioning as well from Rhode Island Republican Lincoln Chafee.
The American people believe that with the inspectors in Iraq, that there's no immediate threat. And I have the feeling that from my constituents that we're back to regime change. It's first it was regime change, then it was disarmament. We're back to never mind disarmament. It's all about regime change. And not allowing the inspectors to continue has, I think, the American people very perplexed.
This is the argument some European officials have made, that the inspectors should be given time and that they are containing the Iraqi threat. The Bush administration has repeatedly argued its goal is not containment. As Deputy Secretary of State Armitage repeated today, the UN resolution unanimously approved last year puts the onus on Saddam Hussein to disarm. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.